Hey there. Here's another Outside the Box. While there's still time. Today's topic is invasive species. What do kudzu, carp, rabbits, purple loosestrife, Japanese knotweed, and goats have in common? If you heard the title of this week's topic, you'll probably say, correctly, I'll bet they're all invasive species. There's a whole slew of definitions of invasive species. Here are a couple. Quote, non-native species of plants or animals that outcompete native species in a specific habitat. End quote. Or, quote, a species that, by its establishment and dominance, can cause widespread harm to public health, an ecological system, or an economic system. Invasive species don't belong where they live. They may have no predator, or take over an environment and force other living things out of that environment, or ravage and kill other creatures or plants. They are hard, if not impossible, to get rid of. They're a threat to biodiversity. An environmental group in the United Kingdom listed what it called the 5 worst invasive species in the world. These were feral pigs, ship rats, zebra mussels, cane toads, and the European rabbit. Rabbits have had a huge impact, especially in Australia. Remember the film Rabbit Proof Fence? Causing the decimation of about 1/8 of all mammal species living on that island. Cane toads were introduced to eat insects that were destroying food crops. The mussels and rats hitchhiked on ships to new homes, and pigs were brought to new places to become food. In every case, these critters have, as the definition stated, outcompeted native species and caused harm to the environment, health, and the economy. Not all newly introduced species are a bad thing, though. Peaches, for example, are native to the Middle East, not the U.S. Potatoes were brought to Europe from Peru. Tomatoes came here and to Italy via South America. Cows, sheep, and most domesticated animals, except for llamas and turkeys, are foreign to North and South America. Most of the foods we like actually came from other continents. But we have to be very careful what we put somewhere where it doesn't belong. There's a relatively new species that's becoming more and more invasive in our world. Like AIDS and the E. coli bacteria, it originated in Africa, but it moved quickly to other parts of the world. It's reached every continent, even Antarctica, and is spreading rapidly, almost uncontrollably, throughout the world. Unfortunately, this invasive species takes up a lot of space, which leaves much less for wildlife. It's poisoning the habitat of various birds, fish, animals, and plants. Sometimes it kills other species by intent, but many times the killing is random or without any real design. It has no natural predator. In case you haven't already figured it out, this new invasive species is Homo sapiens, human beings. It's us. We do fit the definition of an invasive species. We easily beat the cane toad, the feral pig, even the rabbit in Australia. When the 5 animals I mentioned earlier were listed as the most destructive invasive species, there was an outcry by many readers that humans were much worse than any of these 5. Critics also pointed out that all 5 other animals were transported by humans to areas where they became invasive. Do you feel like an invasive species? Or do you feel you live in harmony with nature? How could you be less invasive, no matter how harmoniously you live now? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping you'll help to reduce the destructive impacts of this invasive species in whatever ways you can.